Blog Talk Radio.
The nappy muse has awakened. She is beautiful, powerful, and not ashamed. Her natural allure is feared and praised. Her mystery is coveted. Her passion unattained. Upon her lips is a blessing. The ground where she once walked brings forth jasmine and lavender. She is the nappy muse. She is inspiration. You are inspiration. Welcome to the Natural Light Radio Show, hosted by Dawn Yerger and Jay Rulliford. And now, enjoy the Natural Light Radio Show.
Welcome, everyone, to the first official broadcast of the Natural Light Radio Show. This is your host, Dawn Yerger, and I also have my wonderful co-host, Ms. Jay Rulliford, on the line with me today. And we are going to talk about why we went natural, and we are also going to interview Dale Sandine, who is the black hair expert on About.com. And I'm just so excited to have her on the show and learn why she went natural as well. So the three of us are going to have a conversation, and we're also going to bring you all on the line. So feel free to call in and chat with us at 347-637-3930 and share your story. So, Jay, first of all, let me bring you on to the show. Welcome, Ms. Coho.
Hey, how you doing?
I am great. I'm excited. I can't believe we did it.
We are doing it. I'm looking and the guests are coming in. I want to thank you guys for coming in, guests 2262 and 2270. They're starting to come in. I'm excited.
I am excited as well. And actually, I need to give you some credit. The intro that you just heard, the poem was actually written by Jay, and that was me reading the poem. But Jay's poem really inspired me. I said, we have to use that as the intro. So shout out to Jay. Shout out to Mary J. Blige, too. Obviously, you heard that was her song in the background. So, yes. Really excited about that as well. So, everyone, first of all, let's just talk a little bit about what a natural light is, Jay. I think people are like, natural light? What in the world? They done made a new word. So natural light obviously stands for nappy, natural, and someone who is elite or socialite. So essentially, I just combined all three words and came up with the word natural light. So we're calling all natural lights, whether you have wavy hair, curly hair, kinky hair, you are a natural light, and this show is dedicated to you. And to us, you are the elite. So we are happy to serve you and be a resource to you in the natural hair community. And also, Jay, let's share a little bit about our after show. We call it the after show, after party, after the radio show. That's Jay's thing, so I'm going to let her take over and explain what that is.
Well, it's just the after set. It's like the party after the show where we just kick back and relax and chat and have polls and talk more live and more, well, it's just more intimate because you'll be looking at us. So I'm excited about it. Nappy Muse, I call it Nappy Muse. We call it Nappy Muse. Nappy Muse basically stands for, and I'd have to pull up the website to break down each of the letters, but if you go to nappymuse.com, you can see what that stands for. But basically, it is a person that has gone natural and is an inspiration to the world. So I'm excited.
Yes, and I love that name. I love the creativity. My co-host is so creative, y'all. She, if you go to our website, nappymuse.com, you will see that she did all of the designing. She did everything. So I was like, I can't believe how the creativity is just coming forth with this project. So you can tune in to the Nappy Muse after show right after the Natural Light Radio Show by going to Nappy Muse, that's Nappy, N-A-P-P-Y-M-U-S-E.com, and just tuning in live there. You can also chat with us there. You will see all five of us, and that includes our special guests tonight. They are right there on the page live, and you can chat with us. We're also doing a giveaway on the show tonight, courtesy of Tomoka's Twist. And on top of that, everybody, we're doing a giveaway today on this show, which is also sponsored by Tomoka's Twist. But here's the catch. Here's how you can win. So as we announced earlier, the theme of the show is why we went natural. So what we want you to do is call in and share your story. And because this is the first official broadcast of the Natural Light Radio Show, we are going to give the prize to the first caller who calls in to share their story about why they went natural. So all you need to do is call in to 347-637-3930, dial 1 to be placed in my queue, and we'll bring you in and allow you to share the story. The prize today is a lovely hair accessory. It's a hair tie for natural hair, and it's called Hey Bae. And you can see the picture of it on the radio show homepage on blogtalkradio.com/natural light. And it's a wooden beige-colored hair tie. It's really cute, y'all. So I definitely, you all need to get on it, call in. You have to be the first caller in order to win this particular prize. And, again, if you don't win during this show, tune into our after show and you can win another hair accessory. We'll give the details on that later. So, Jay,
hi.
What do you have for us today?
Well, you know, being natural, a lot of people, you know, who are not naturals think that the natural journey is just about people decided to rebel and not, you know, conform to the perm anymore. But really, it's a lifestyle of just loving you. You know, after, and I said this in one YouTube video, and I'm going to repeat myself, after you take off all of the makeup, after you take off all of the perms and the different things, extensions, the wigs, I wear wigs too, after we take all those things off, all we have is us. All you got is you. And so I think the natural journey for me has been more about being okay with me at any state, at my very nakedness, being okay with that and loving it. And it's really hard to do when you take off the facade. And so big ups to all the ladies in the chat room that have become naturals, or any gentleman that's wearing rocking locks or whatever. You know, you're brave, you're strong. It's something very beautiful about you. And just thanks for coming.
I'm just so excited about all the activity in the chat room. Yes, thank you all for calling, tuning in via internet. And, you know, I have to apologize. You all hear Miss Kyla in the background. I'm going to say she's our third co-host for tonight.
Okay.
So excuse us, everybody, but you will hear her during the show. But, yes, I'm so glad that we have so many guests in the chat room and so many guests listening to us tonight. And, you know, I think now is a good time to go ahead and bring in our special guest, Ms. Dale Sandine, the black hair expert on About.com. And we're going to talk to her. Before we ask her why she went natural, I want to share a little bit about you, about her with you, so that you know who she is and she can talk about what she covers on her site and give us some black hair care tips as well. So let's go ahead and bring her on the line. Dale, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the show. We are so glad to have you.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Excellent. Excellent. So, Dale, share with us, first of all, your professional background and what you do on About.com.
Okay. I've been writing about, well, I've been a freelance writer since about 1996, and I started writing, I was going to say professionally, about hair around about 2000, and that was also the year that I stopped relaxing my hair. And in, you know, leading up to that, I was trying to get more information, you know, about hair care because, you know, of course, taking care of natural hair is quite different from taking care of relaxed hair. And it just, I started doing some research. That was around the time that I discovered a few, you know, online websites about hair. Because prior to that, I was going to say around the mid-90s when I had first started thinking about going natural, there wasn't a whole lot of information out there. There were a couple of books, but it's nothing like, you know, it is now. So a lot of, you know, what I had to go through was a lot of trial and error. But even before I started writing about hair, I was always, I mean, I've been reading hair magazines and, you know, just cultural books, I guess, and anytime I saw anything about hair, I would just get excited. So I've been writing about it professionally for about a decade, but even, you know, well before that, anything about hair to me was, you know, was interesting.
You know, Adele, I went to your website, of course, and there was something on there that I read that I really liked, and that was, it's not so much about natural hair or straight hair, relaxed hair, but it's really about healthy hair for you.
Right.
What does it mean to necessarily have healthy hair? Because I think a lot of us think we have healthy hair, and sometimes that's not necessarily the case.
Right. Well, I think the main thing for everyone, whether, you know, your hair is relaxed or natural, you need to understand your particular hair, because everyone's hair does not respond to the same kind of products and the same type of care. And, you know, there are some things that I may do to my hair that are healthy for my hair that wouldn't be healthy, you know, for the next person's hair. I think especially when you're dealing with women who are natural, who have been relaxed for a long time and aren't really used to dealing with their natural hair, they have to learn to understand how their natural hair is, and to understand how to make their natural hair healthy, they have to, you know, they're going to have to learn, you know, different practices, using different products, and they can't expect it to behave like their relaxed hair, you know, behaved. Otherwise, you know, because they may think, well, my hair is not soft, you know, it's not silky. Well, you know, the majority of black hair, you know, that's curly or tightly coiled, it's not going to feel like silk, but it may be in a healthy state where it's, you know, soft like a cotton ball or something like that. So you have to understand, each one of us needs to understand, you know, what healthy means for your particular head. So long as it's well moisturized and it has a good protein moisture balance, most of the time, you know, that will at least start you on the road to having healthy hair.
You know, Adele, that leads to another question for me, which is about hair type. In the natural community, and I'm still trying to figure this out myself, how do you figure out what your hair type is? I mean, you know, a lot of people go by the classification system of, you know, 3A, 3B, 3C, 4A, 4B, 4C. But sometimes people find that they have a mixture of textures, which can be really interesting. What do you have to say about that?
Well, I think, you know, what Andre Walker did, you know, because that's where all of that came from his book, Let's Talk Hair, it's okay as a starting point, but I really caution, you know, people from getting all caught up in the numbers and the letters, because say, you know, you're describing your hair, okay, my hair is 3B, or, you know, my hair is 4A. Well, the same products do not work for every hair type, even if, you know, they may look identical, but your hair still may not respond like, you know, the next woman's hair, even if it looks exactly the same. I think it's more important for us to focus on, you know, is my hair coarse or is it fine? Is it thick? Is it thin? You know, does it respond well to natural oils or doesn't it? It's, you know, it's more important that I think women get on an individual basis with their hair instead of worrying about numbers and letters, simply because everything does not work, you know, the same for everybody.
And I think that is just such great advice, because we tend to, well, I'll speak for myself. I'm a natural hair newbie, first of all. Let me state that. I did the big chop back in November, but I have been transitioning for about 6 months. I know, yay. Thank you. I have been transitioning for about 6 months before that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, obviously it was a totally different experience once I had, you know, cut off all the relaxed hair. And so I was thinking that, okay, my hair is going to be, you know, thick, coarse, which it is, and I love it that way. But I didn't really know what to do in terms of, you know, how to keep it moisturized, you know, how to take care of it, how often should I trim it, and all of that. So, Dale, share with us some places where women can get information and resources about those types of details on hair care.
Okay. One of the first websites that I started reading regularly, and it provides a lot of great information as far as natural hair, is naturality.com. That's NAPPTURALITY.com. Mm-hmm. The thing about Naturality is they are very focused on, I was going to say, the natural black hair that you might not, a lot of women, I guess, who would, you know, who are members there and feel comfortable there, they weren't necessarily the type who were told growing up, oh, you've got quote-unquote good hair.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They are very, they do caution, you know, the members and, you know, guests that they do not talk about straightening practices. You know, if you're there and you're trying to get information, you're trying to get information on how to take care of your hair in its purely natural state. Now, I don't personally have a problem with people straightening their hair, so long as they do it, you know, knowing what the risks are. That's not something I would advise someone to do all the time. You know, if she's, you know, it's like either you're going to be natural and straighten your hair on occasion, but if you're going to straighten your hair all the time, then, you know, to me, that's not exactly being, you know, accepting your natural hair like it is.
Right.
A book that I read that I really liked is No Lie, and I'm pretty sure that that author is Tulani Kennard.
Mm-hmm.
And another book that I read was Let's Talk Hair by Pamela Farrell. And both of those books discuss in detail, you know, the makeup of black hair, and while it, they may not have necessarily said, you know, you should not relax, relaxers are evil, but they do lay it out. You know, this is what happens when you relax your hair. And, you know, if, I mean, if you, if someone's wanting to know how to keep their hair in its most healthy state, you know, I would always say without chemicals, simply because even when you're talking about a well-cared-for head of relaxed hair, the bonds have been broken down to get it to straighten. So, you know, if you're talking about broken bonds or unbroken bonds, you know, naturally, you know, unbroken bonds is the healthiest way, you know, for your hair to be.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are bonds?
Basically, the, you know, the makeup of hair, and all hair has the same, you know, the same makeup, you know, outer cuticle and all of that. It's just how your hair grows out of your follicle and how your follicle is shaped that determines whether your hair is going to grow straight, curly, wavy, kinky, or however. Basically, you know, and when you apply, you know, chemicals to your hair, it's breaking down, you know, the cuticle, the layers to, you know, in order to, for your hair to straighten.
I see. I see. Now, Dale, you were saying something really interesting a few minutes ago about no chemicals. Now, I had a thought about, am I really being quote-unquote natural if I'm using products that have, you know, different chemicals in it, but they are for natural hair, but is that still technically natural? Do I need to go basically vegan and use, like, totally natural products like, you know, honey and avocado roots and stuff?
I was going to say that's really an individual choice, because I know there are some, you know, there are some people out there, you know, who say, well, if you use anything on your hair, you know, no, you're not 100% natural. To me, so long as whatever you put on your hair is not altering the texture permanently, you know, you can still consider yourself natural. you know, I don't use, you know, all vegan products and, you know, everything 100%, you know, natural. But I don't have a relaxer in my hair, and I don't color my hair. So, you know, for me, you know, I can say, you know, yes, I'm natural. I really don't have a problem with, you know, people who color their hair. I mean, it's not, so long as it's not altering the texture permanently, to me, you know, you're still natural.
Okay. Whew, that's good to know.
Because I definitely have colored hair. I did think, you know, to myself when I was putting the color, I said, am I altering? But I don't think, you know, some people are really strict. If
right.
I can't eat it, then I won't put it in my hair.
Right.
But my hair is
right.
dead. So if my eating, well, you know, my scalp is,
right.
but my hair is dead. So
right. Yeah, you know, that to me, that's an individual choice. So, you know, if you feel like you're natural, you know, then by all means, you know, you're natural. So, you know, because I used to color my hair up until 2004. And the only reason I stopped was because I had colored it for so long, I didn't even know what my natural color was. And I was just wondering, you know, what color is my hair? I don't even know.
That's the same way I felt about my texture of
mm-hmm.
hair. I have been getting relaxers since, and I'm sort of embarrassed to say this, but since I was 3 years old, I was getting relaxers at that young age. And
mm-hmm.
so I honestly wasn't sure what type of texture hair I had, even as an adult. So I'm just now finding out what type of hair I have, and I'm enjoying it. And, you know, I want to lead into the discussion about why we went natural and really talk about the quote-unquote psychological effects, the positive psychological effects that decision has made on our lives. And I know for me personally, when I decided to go natural, I felt a sense of strength and a sense of, you know, more self-confidence just because I felt like I was making a statement in society that said, you know, beauty isn't just straight hair. Beauty can be curly, kinky, wavy, and I'm not ashamed or embarrassed to wear my hair in its natural texture. So that was really the story for me, and the reason why I went natural was because people are going to probably find this funny, but I didn't have any money to get my hair done for a while.
Okay.
So my hair started growing out, and I would wear the short, wet look. And then I said, you know what, I might as well just cut the relaxer off and just wear my natural hair. And the moment I did that, it felt so good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the story behind it. Nothing, you know, deep, but obviously that's the story behind it.
Right. Well, good for you.
So Dale, share with us why you went natural and how long have you been natural?
My last relaxer was in the summer of 2000, and I had been, for years before that, I had been thinking about, you know, not relaxing my hair anymore. And there were periods where I wouldn't relax for, you know, a few months, and I was thinking I would, you know, go natural and then I would go back, you know. It was just a back and forth thing. And then that summer, my daughter, she was 4, and you know how, you know, they say kids will change you, you know, and that was my experience because I was, you know, combing her hair one day and I was thinking, okay, how old is she going to be, you know, when I perm her hair? And then knowing what my experience was with the relaxer, because it would always burn, and I just thought, I don't really want to put that on her hair. And that was, but then I said it would be hypocritical of me, or at least I felt it would be hypocritical for me to continue to straighten my hair and then tell her that, you know, not to straighten hers. So that was like the final push I needed, I guess, you know, having a child, not wanting to put those chemicals on her hair and just, you know, bringing that also over, you know, to my life instead of saying, well, I'm going to do something and you can't.
I think that is a powerful, powerful story. And I think that you're a wonderful example for your daughter, especially in today's age where, well, I guess I can't really say that anymore. I was getting ready to say in today's age where people are so, you know, anti-nappy hair, quote-unquote. I think times are changing. times are definitely
changing. They are. They are, slowly, but they are. You know, and it's funny, you know, because before you would, you know, you would never see anyone on television with natural hair. Or
right.
if it was natural, it was like a certain type of natural, you know, it was all loose, wavy. And but, yeah, it has been changing. So, you know, that's nice. That's been very nice.
Yes. And you know what? And I think about people like Solange Knowles.
Mm-hmm.
Who is, you know, of course, she's a very beautiful girl. For
right.
a long time, she, you know, got her hair straightened, wore it long. And now she said, okay, I'm just going to chop it all off. Is she still gorgeous?
Right.
And I think that,
she is.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I think a lot of people now are just more encouraged to go natural.
Right.
And like you said, that stigma isn't there. An interesting question came up. I think I actually saw it on Naturality.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the question was, is natural hair becoming a trend?
Mm-hmm.
So is it just, you know, because it's cool now and will it go away? Or are people really embracing their natural hair? What do you think, Dale?
I would say I don't think it's a trend. Simply because there is, you know, like you said, a lot more acceptance. You know, not just online, but, you know, as far as books, as far as what you see in the media, there is a lot more acceptance. You know, I mean, I know there are still some women who feel uncomfortable, but I think that if you're feeling uncomfortable about wearing your hair, you know, how it grows, you know, out of your head, I think that's more that's something you need to explore yourself and not necessarily
right.
say, you know, well, so-and-so, you know, I can't go to work with my head looking like this, you know. And it's like, well, who says, you know, why should you have to change your hair when, you know, someone with straight hair is not expected to have to change, you know, her hair, you know, going into work. So I was going to say you can see a lot more acceptance than we did, you know, even 10 years ago, and especially,
absolutely.
You know, 20 years ago, you know.
Absolutely.
Ebony Digest, they say natural hair was a trend in the 70s. We will only know in 2 to 5 years if this is a trend or a lifestyle. And
mm-hmm.
I think that a lot of older women, if it is a trend, a lot of older women have started this trend. I notice more and more women in their 50s, 40s actually, 40s, to senior citizens are cutting their hair off. Thank you, Miss Ebony Digest. More women are cutting their hair off because their hair is getting too soft to perm. So it's better for their hair and their scalp. You know how a lot of, maybe if you look at some older ladies that still perm their hair, they're balding. And
yeah.
So the women got to understand, hey, if I keep my hair natural, I'll keep my hair longer. And
right.
So I think that because we see them, they look gorgeous and gorgeous.
Yes.
So then you're
right.
like, oh, I can look like that. I can look
right.
as good in my 20s and 30s, you know. So it's awesome.
That's an interesting point, though, about older women. I think part of it honestly has to do with when you get older, you don't care. Now, I'm saying this like I'm in my 50s or 60s or something, but I've just noticed with many women, it's like their self-confidence is a lot greater when they get older. It's almost
right.
like they say, you know, I've lived my life. I don't care what anybody thinks anymore. If I want to wear my hair natural, if I want to wear a short fro, I'm going to do it. Because, frankly, it's my hair and I don't care. You know, they're not into the whole image thing as much as younger women are, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that has a lot to do with it, too. Jay, why don't you share with us why you went natural? You're actually, you've been natural for 10 years now. So
wow.
kudos.
Over 10 years, but you know what? mine is hilarious. But a lot of women do it. It's not, like, uncommon. I got my heart broken by what was my fiancé. I was supposed to go to Africa and get married, and just it was just crazy. And when I got my heart broken, I just immediately wanted to do something drastic, which is, you know, my personality. I'm pretty eccentric. So I was like, I'm cutting all of my hair off. And I had a lot of hair. And I mean, it wasn't a lot, you know, long, but it was about to my shoulders. And I went, and the young lady that was cutting my hair said, you know, everyone doesn't look right with their hair short.
Oh,
and
wow.
She said that while she was about to cut my hair. She was just terrible. And she had a short, her hair was cut off, but she had what you call, quote unquote, good hair. She had the big curly hair. So she had a real, I said, your hair, sure, you don't look like a boy. You know, but she's like, some people look like a boy. She said, okay, before you do this, make sure you wear lipstick, make sure you wear, you know, you don't want to get mistaken. And I'm thinking, is she trying to say I look like a man?
Right.
She just kept talking and talking. And then she took the razor, and I went to a beautician. Bad thing to do, go to a barber, your first cut. But luckily, I was cute enough. So she took the razor and took from the top of my head, from my forehead to the back, right down the middle.
Ooh,
right,
oh
as she said, right as she said, I hope this looks right. you know, it was the month. And so she finished. I didn't have a lining or whatever, but it was she did a good job for a beautician or whatever. I went into the restroom. I put on my big hoop earrings, put on my lipstick, and when I came out, I got a standing ovation.
Oh.
And it was the
wow.
best thing that ever happened to me. And all of the scab man, I wrote in the form, the scab man got rid of the scab man and the scab hair all at the same time, walked outside, all the men was just blowing and just, and I was really short. My hair was really short, like comparable to a guy. And so the next week, my other sisters had been cutting, shouts out to Jerlaine and Erin, they had been cutting their hair. My family is really into cutting hair or whatever. They said, go to our barber, Kane, on Broadway. I went to Kane. Kane gave me this round lining. It took him about an hour to do. It was the most beautiful thing that anybody had ever seen. And I knew that this, now I've gained weight since then, so I let my hair grow out. But I was the bomb. And my pastor, that co-pastor was against women cutting their hair. She always said, look, you cut your hair, ain't no man going to want you. You want to get, you know, you're going to look like a boy. Don't nobody want nobody to look like a boy. I came to church, and she said, now, you know what I feel about that. But you look good. You know what I mean? It was experience, you know, and she preaches, don't cut your hair, you know, but she told me that I looked good, and that just changed everything. My whole life after that changed. I already had good skin, but it got even brighter. My eyes were brighter, whiter. Mm-hmm. I started eating better, you know, it changed everything. It was awesome.
Oh, that's great.
So that's my story.
And say, you know, we've talked many times, and you said that when you go natural hair-wise, you begin to think about your life in an entirely different way. You begin to want to eat differently. You're more conscious, you know, about the things that you put on your body and into your body. How has your life changed? And I know you said the skin got brighter. What did you do?
Well, now, like, my family naturally went, they're all kind of vegetarians. I don't buy meat for my house. I'm not against eating meat. But I call myself a pantry vegetarian. I, you know, I don't exercise as much as I used to, but I used to. Back then, I would exercise a lot more. I don't know. I just think different. I view the world different. I've had experiences where those were good experiences when I first did it, but then I moved to Indianapolis and I started drawing to myself women to hate me, you know, not necessarily jealousy or anything, just, ooh, who, all that hair, what, you know, just putting people down, whatever. So I went through my own, You know, and I'm like, every time I come into a store or anywhere, why somebody got to look at me and say something? Or, you know, and then I learned you're drawing that. That's your own energy. You're feeling bad about yourself at this point in your life for some reason, and you're drawing that. And then when I reversed it, now I get good energy. So it just, it's always a journey. I never figure out my hair. Just when I think I got, oh, I got it. This looks good. Then I'm on a new journey, and it's like, no, we're changing. We're softer. You got to do something else. So it's always changing. I feel like I'm always a newbie. I never feel like I've arrived. Never.
Wow.
Exciting.
That's interesting,
you know?
Because I'm sitting here as a newbie thinking like, wow, as soon as my hair gets a certain length, I'll know exactly what to do with it. I won't have to worry about what to put on my hair and how often I should do this or that. So it's just really funny to hear you say that, Jay, that, you know, you're always learning. But that's a good thing. You're always learning about your hair, and as you grow older, your hair does change, you know, after you have children. And, again, just as you grow older, your hair indeed changes. Now, callers, listeners, call us at 347-637-3930 and share with us why you went natural. We would love to hear from you. And remember, our first caller will win a hair accessory from TomokasTwist.com. Now, Dale, I'm not trying to use the show as a way to persuade people, quote unquote, to go natural.
Okay.
But, well, let's talk about why women should go natural if they're thinking about it. And weighing the pros and cons, what are the pros?
I think some of the pros are it's almost like when you accept your natural hair, you know, how it grows out of your scalp, you're more accepting of yourself. And that can be a great self-confidence booster, you know, simply because, you know, it's like what you see is what you get. Also, it can be, I think it's a very healthy way, you know, for women to wear their hair, well, anybody, children, women, especially if you are trying to, I guess, live a more holistic lifestyle. You know, like you said, you don't have to be vegetarian, you know, but the less chemicals that we're putting, you know, on our bodies and in our bodies, you know, the healthier, you know, we can be.
Do we still have you, Dale?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm still here.
Okay. It sounded like you got cut off a little bit.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
No, you're absolutely right, though. You know, you may not necessarily completely become vegetarian, but as we said earlier, you're just more conscious, I think, about what you put in your body. I know for me personally, I've done – well, first of all, let me back up and share a little bit about what really pushed me to go natural, other than the whole not having money thing, quote unquote.
Okay.
But I was on YouTube. I gotta give a shout out to the natural women on YouTube because they are truly a resource. And these women post videos constantly of you know, product reviews, hairstyles, big chops, and just overall encouragement for women who are either thinking about going natural, or who are already natural and just learning about it. And so I was on YouTube. And looking at the videos, and I'm thinking, I can do this. You know, there's so much information and so many resources on YouTube that honestly, I watched a lot of those videos, and I was able to pick certain products based on those reviews and that information, and I've made some great decisions. So, you know, yeah. So I just have to give a shout-out to all the women on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and Jay, you have a YouTube page for natural hair. Did you get the URL?
The new one, it doesn't have any videos. It's Nappy Muse. The Jay Today, I do a lot of hair, but it's kind of a diary, so it's not all just hair. But the Nappy Muse will be, and that's NAPPYMUSE.
Okay.
It will be all natural videos.
Yes, we are looking forward to that. And the Natural Light Radio Show also has its own YouTube page, which is youtube.com/user/NaturalLightRadio. And Natural Light is spelled NAPPTURALITE, and then radio. You can find us there, and we'll have many different videos from all kinds of natural hair users, not just me, not just Jay, but any person on YouTube that wants their video featured on our channel. We would love to feature you and, you know, allow you to share your expertise and information on natural hair. So,
and
Dale,
big shouts out to Tomoka Twist. It's just in the room.
Yes, Tomoka Twist is in the building, and she is our sponsor for today's giveaway, and we thank her. And again, she's giving away what she has called Hey Bay, which is a hair accessory. It's a hair tie for natural hair. You can see the picture of it on our radio show page. And we have a lucky caller who has called in to share why she went natural. So let's go ahead and bring her on the line and find out who she is and find out her story. Welcome, caller 618.
Oh, hello. It's Rhea. I don't want the prize. I was
It's Rhea. Hi, Rhea. Rhea is one of the co-hosts for the Nappy Muse internet TV show that comes on right after our radio show. Welcome.
Hey.
Yep. So, obviously, we can't give you the prize, unfortunately.
Do not qualify.
But we would love for you to share your story about why you went natural.
Okay, well, when I was in college, I've never been, overall, I've never been a person to maintain a relaxer. So I would get a relaxer and, like, not get another one for 6-7 months at a time. And when I went to college, my hair, I had relaxed ends, but I would still wear it out in the afro. And my friends, they encouraged it because I was surrounded by a group of people. They all had locks. And so, like, they were, I guess, they were like the Hotep kids or something, if you want to stereotype them. So I had went and I put 2-strand twists in my hair one evening, and then I didn't take them out for about 6 months, and they locked on me. And I didn't do it on purpose.
Wow.
Like, I didn't do it on purpose. It just happened. And so I had my friends. They were so supportive. You know, there was one who would twist my hair all the time for me. But then I had another group of friends somewhere else who was like, uh-uh, girl, you got to take that out. You can't be going around looking like this. So I had two of my girlfriends, they combed it out, and I had this big old huge afro. No clue what to do with it. So I walked down the street in my town and walked right into a beauty salon. It was like, help me do something with this mess, and they put a relaxer on it. So when I went back to my friends, the ones with all the locks and stuff, you know, they were disappointed. I had no idea that they were so invested in my natural hair. One of them, my best friend actually, he took me to the side one evening, and he was trying to explain to me the beauty of natural hair, and as African descendants, you know, the coil patterns are important, and he went on a whole tirade. And I was thinking to myself, I think I told him, I'm like, you know what, you must have drank too much or something, because I don't get what you're saying. But I never put a relaxer in my hair after that. And eventually what he was saying made a lot of sense to me. So after that point, I didn't do a big chop. I just let my hair grow out. So I never had like an active period where I was thinking, I'm transitioning, this is what I'm doing. It just happened. I just let it grow out. I locked my hair again probably about a year or so later. And then after I met my husband and we got pregnant with our first child, that's when I did a big chop. So I chopped off my locks, which probably had relaxed ends in them. And I did that because I was pregnant, not because I was conscious about I got to get this relaxer out. But I didn't I didn't go all the way down like Jay did, you know, all the way to my hair or to my scalp. I probably had about 2 or 3 inches of hair. So that's my story, and I've just been completely natural ever since. So it's not a big transition for everyone. Sometimes it just happens.
Mm. Mm-hmm. You know, the one thing that really stood out to me about your story, and we've talked as well, you said that you had locks. And I think a lot of people have this misconception about locks, that once you get them, in order to take them out, if you decide to take them out, you have to cut your hair basically all the way to the scalp. And so you were able to unlock your hair, and I thought that was really interesting. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Sure, sure. I've locked my hair probably 4, maybe 5 times, and I cut it off the first time. Or no, the very first time I had my friends comb them out, and they did that, like, for a couple of hours each day over a 2-week period. So the second time I cut off my hair, and then I've combed them out twice more since then. And you can. You just take a bottle of conditioner, a sharp object like an envelope opener, or I think I used an unbent paper clip one time, or you could just use a tiny rat tail comb. It takes a lot of patience. But, yeah, conditioner, a small comb, something to get in there, and you can comb your locks out. There's a YouTuber, Shanta715. She had her locks for 6 years, and she combed them out and had loose hair, and she only wore it for 3 months. She's locking again because she missed her locks. It's like you said, it's not – it's kind of a myth, you know, that, if I get locks, these things are permanent, and they're
right.
not. Yeah, so someone asked me about it yesterday, actually, and what I told her is, you know, a lot of us, we're willing to give up 8 hours, 10 hours to get our hair braided. You can do that. You can, if you're willing to sit there for 10 hours and comb your hair out, it's almost the same thing.
Interesting. Now, what about sister locks? Because sister locks, and Dale, weigh in on this too. Sister locks are tiny. They're like really, really small. Can you comb those out as well?
I have no idea. I've never had tiger
locks. I was going to say, I don't know either. But I do know about sister locks are, you know, you have to go to like a licensed sister lock consultant, you know, to have them put in, because you can, you know, it's a situation where you don't have to wait that length of time for your hair to lock, because they'll, you know, put these, I don't know what they call them exactly, but they'll put these, you know, things on your hair that look just like locks, and your hair will eventually lock up. It's like getting instant locks, I guess. I would assume eventually over time you could comb them out, you know, as your hair also locks, because it, you know, they eventually turn into the same, you know, the same thing, you know, turning
right.
into locks.
Right.
So, but they are pretty skinny, so, you know, I don't know. I'm sure it would be just as time intensive.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Tomoka Twist in the chat room says you can comb them out. So thank you for that piece of information. Very interesting.
My middle sister has really thin locks. I don't think she has anything in them, but they're like down to her butt now. And they just look like they're fragile, like they'll fall out and she'll go back and they'll put it back in for her.
What?
And I never, yeah, like if her, because they're so thin, and it's not like she has thin hair, she just has them done in thin coils. So if, like, because they're getting heavy because they're long, then they might, you know, if she pulls wrong or wakes up and, you know, catches her hair in her, between her butt and her bed, then some of them can fall out, and she'll take the lock back, and they'll reinsert her hair back in there.
Wow.
She's going to kill me for saying that, but you know.
It's all for the love of natural hair, so I'm sure she'll understand. Wow, that is really interesting. I didn't think that could even happen. Like, you literally put your own hair back in your head. All right, so, Dale, we actually have less than 15 minutes left on the show, and I want to make sure that you have enough time to share a few more tips with our audience in terms of why you should go natural. So let's talk to the ladies out there who, you know, are either thinking about doing a big chop or have already did one, and they really have no clue about what to do. I know one of the first things that tends to happen when after a big chop is your hair feels really, really dry. What can women do about that?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. it's very natural for women who have been relaxed a while to, their hair is going to feel dry and kind of hard. That's usually scab hair, just from, you know, the chemicals being, you know, in their scalp, you know, for a long period of time. It will go away. And in the meantime, they, you just need to remember to, you know, decondition your hair on a regular basis. Depending on how dry it is, you know, you may need to decondition anywhere from 2 to 4 times per month. You know, you may need to do it every week until, you know, your hair starts to feel healthier and softer. And it's really, you know, it's nothing to, I know sometimes that can be something to, like, you know, make women nervous, you know, like, oh, you know, why did I go natural? My hair is so hard and whatever. But it's, you know, it's natural, you know, for your hair to feel that way. It's just, you know, a sign of your hair getting rid of all those chemicals and getting that, you know, out of your system.
Wow, that's really interesting. How long could that take, you think, to get all of that, you know, all of the chemicals, that scab hair? How long will that take to get rid of that?
It could be up to, you know, a couple of months, really. So, you know, the main thing, though, is just to continue, you know, pampering your hair, really taking care of it, being gentle, using good products, you know, and not letting that deter you. Because I know sometimes, you know, we can get impatient, you know, and want, you know, you want your hair to grow a lot faster, you know, it feels like it's taking forever to get there. You just have to be patient.
You know, that's really interesting that you're saying that, because I think a lot of women are like, okay, I just cut my hair. You mean to tell me that I still have to wait for something else to happen besides me growing my hair back?
Right.
So what you, I know you said doing a deep conditioner. What are some good products to use as a deep conditioner for newbies?
I use things from inexpensive, you know, to pricey. And I know sometimes that people feel like, you know, oh, my gosh, you know, everything that, you know, all these products are so expensive. I use things from Sally's, and I was going to say one of the things I use from Sally that I use that I really liked was the olive oil. I'm sorry, that organic, what is that? It's on my site, the ORS, Organic Root Stimulator, that olive oil conditioner. It comes in a tall bottle. That's very good, and it's not expensive. It's very, you know, when you're looking for a good deep conditioner, you need to be looking for something very thick and creamy and rich. And, I mean, for me, for something that you can get for, I think it was around $6 or $7 per bottle, you know, it's a good product. Something pricier that I used that I really, really loved was Carol's Daughter, any of her hair smoothies.
Oh, yes.
I've used the Twee. I mean, it smells delicious, and, I mean, it's just great. I mean, I can't, you know, rave enough about it. It's a fantastic product. I've also used Kenra. They have changed their packaging in the last several years, so I'm not sure, you know, and they changed their names a little bit. But Kenra is also a very good line, you know, if your hair is dry and you need, you know, you need to get the moisture level up.
Okay. Very interesting information. Now, I have one more question, but I want to give room for our co-hosts and the guests we have on the line to see if they have any questions as well. So, ladies, do you all have anything else you want to ask?
I do. For my hair, I've always felt like maybe oils were best.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've dabbled in like shea butter, but I was using honey and coconut oil, raw coconut oil, and I found that really made my, you said we shouldn't go by the 4Bs, but the look of the 4B, they say that it doesn't shine, but it made my hair look like glass. But I have a problem, my hair dries. It's strange because like near certain parts of it it'll get dry, or maybe I don't know. It's really always a journey because I don't like to put things on my hair every day. So that should be my question. How often should I put things on it?
That's really an individual, you know, need, and it may change, you know, from season to season. Now, during the summer, I don't tend to put a lot of things on my hair simply because it's so hot, you know, and it'll, you know, if I use a lot of oils, it's just going to, I don't know, it's just going to make my hair feel kind of gummy and, you know, whatever. During the winter, though, you know, being in the, you know, heated house and the heated inside, I usually put some, at least something on my ends every day because my ends tend to be very dry. So if you feel like your hair needs something on it every day, you know, then by all means, you know, that's fine, so long as it's not something that's very heavy or tacky. You know, it doesn't, you know, make your hair feel coated. I mean, I love coconut oil. I use that a lot, too.
Okay.
It's just, I'll have to see how my hair feels, you know, in the morning, you know, when I'm styling it. And if it feels like it needs something, you know, I can usually tell now whether it needs something light, you know, like hair milk, or whether it needs something heavier, you know, like shea butter.
That's interesting. So we should, you know, well, let me be quiet after I say this. We should have two different types. We should have something light and something heavy in our hair regimen.
And I was going to say, if that's what your hair needs, yes. And
okay.
I do know that some women, you know, they don't want to use oils for whatever reason, whether it doesn't work for them or they just don't like to use anything oil-based. So, you know, we don't necessarily have to use anything oil-based. I like oils, you know, most of the time because it makes my hair feel a little bit softer. But during the summer, I don't use, you know, as much oil-based products. So, you know, like I said, that's an individual thing. And it may, you know, you may find it changing from season to season. Once you get more familiar with your hair and learn how your hair responds, you know, to different products and what it likes and doesn't like, then you can usually make better decisions about, you know, well, do I need to put something on it today? Should it just be water? Should it just be something on the ends? You know, should it be light or heavy?
Great information. That's very, very helpful because I tend to have a problem with product buildup. It depends on the product,
mm-hmm.
but I think
right.
that's great information because, you know, you don't want to put too much on your hair because then you can clog up your hair follicles, right?
Right, right.
So, yeah, thank you for that information.
Oh, Dale,
we are at the end of the show. Ladies,
okay.
thank you all for listening in. Dale, thank you for being on the show today. You
oh,
are just such
you.
A wealth of information. So
thank
glad
you.
To have you. And please share with our audience how you can be
yes.
reached and how they can
yes.
learn more about
yes.
you and what you're doing.
Okay. My website address is blackhair.about.com. You can go there, you know, anytime. I have information there for relaxed hair as well as natural, children, adults, celebrity styles, product reviews, pretty much, you know, anything you would need to know. If you would like to email me, my email address is blackhair.guide@about.com, and you can email me anytime with any questions. We also have a forum there, and I would love to get more, you know, more discussion at the forums. So, you know, please come check it out anytime.
Wow, thank you so much. And I have to say that your site on about.com is such a great resource. I
well,
love it.
You.
I love how you lay out the information. And, I mean, you have so many things on there that anybody can use that wants to learn more about hair, black hair in general, whether it's natural or relaxed. So, again, thank you so much for being on the show. Listeners, we thank you for listening in, chatting with us in the chat room, and listening to us via Widget. Be sure to join us on our after show at nappymuse.com. That's Nappy, M-U-S-E.com. And that's Ms. J's thing, so she's going to be hosting that up. And you'll be able to chat with us and see us live on Internet TV. So join us. And, Jay, you have anything else you want to share before closing out?
Well, that'll be 7:30, so I will see you guys there. And this was really a great experience. I'm so glad to meet all the friends and everything that's listening in the chat room. Thank you very much for coming out, making these two married shows a success. Thank you. And thank you very much to our guests. You've been very knowledgeable, and I will be subscribing to you and tweeting your blogs and forum posts. So.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. And, yes, as Jay said, that is 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central Standard Time. So be sure to log in at that time, and we'll be there waiting for you. And we'll be giving away Tomoka Twist hair accessories again on the Nappy Muse show. So you want to tune in there for your chance to win. All right, everyone, have a good evening. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you next week.